What's up, y'all?
What's going on, Kish?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Phil?
Chilling, bro. What y'all been on?
Not much. Trying to work out stuff, you know, school stuff. Trying to stay motivated, at least trying to not be motivated. I'm trying to move without being motivated. That's one thing I wrote in my notes, you know? If we just rely on motivation, if I just rely on motivation, I ain't gonna get nothing done. That's what I've been doing for a while. So.
Yeesh. That's strength, yo. But me, yeah, bro, just trying to finish up the school year well. Mm. You know, what about you, Kesh?
Me, bro. Yo, honestly, bro, I feel like I'm finding myself again, man.
Mm. Like, what you mean by that?
Like, who I am, bro.
Mm.
Like, before I got into the nonsense, bro, and like other lifestyles, like, it's regular, bro, just me, bro. Just chilling, bro. The stuff I love to do. The hobbies is chilling, bro. Just chilling, just doing me, doing God, and that's it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like it's like, bro, you brought this up multiple times. Basically saying that like if you're around people a lot, like, you never really know yourself.
Kind of.
You said this before. Like, mm-hmm. Basically said something like, if you're around people that, like, mm-hmm. you never really know yourself because, like, yeah. those people shape you and have an effect on you.
Most stuff. I was telling my sister she ain't get it. So, all right.
That's definitely a fact. And I've been in, like, I've been in a season, but it's just been me and God, bro, like.
Mm.
And like, yo, I'm like finding myself, bro, my true identity, and it's amazing. Like,
mm.
I'm chilling, bro. Like, I'm me. Nobody could tell me nothing. Like, you feel me?
Yes, sir. Sir.
You.
Yep.
Wait. What you said, man? You say yo?
Yeah, I say yo.
Oh, I thought you were saying yo.
Yeah,
right. Nah, my bad. But word, man. Yo, Kesh, that's what's up for real. I believe like we're all getting at that point, you know, like
mm-hmm.
no way I can tell you anything, you know, especially when it's just, you know, time alone with you and God. Like, he really is like everything that you would think he is. Like, that's why you can't, I said this before, but that's why you really can't put a label on God. You really can't say God is just that, because he's not just that. You know what I'm saying? Like, God is like really just so, he just God. I am, bro. Yeah, like, sheesh, bro, like, you just God.
It's God.
I am that I am.
Jesus.
That's really good to hear. Yeah, of course.
Jesus. All right. Nah, but yo, bro.
Jesus.
It's crazy. And this is why I really recommend fasting, bro. And just cutting out everything. Oh, not only friends, but shape you into who you think you are, bro. Definitely social media plays a part in that.
Huge yep. part. And that's what I was telling my sister.
Like, bro. I haven't been on social media in 3 weeks.
Mm.
I'm just free, bro. I don't do nothing but read my Bible, bro. Talk to my means, bro. School and YouTube. You feel me? Like, yeah. I mean, that's gooch, bro. Like, that's lit to me. Like, I'm chilling. I'm enjoying myself.
That's all I need.
That's all I need, bro.
That's all I need, man. Yeah, social media, like, it's been good being on social media, but I was, I have, like, a little, like, a ghost account kind of thing that I use, like, when somebody want to show me something on Insta or want to send me something, like, yo, I really want to show. So I just made one. I don't got no friends on there or nothing. But like once in a while, somebody will send me something.
Mm-hmm.
But like today I was on it. But it just when I was on it, it reminded me of all the things I'm missing. All the things that I'm missing that doesn't matter. All the nonsense, like the rappers stuff, the beef stuff, the corny people, the spiritual people, like people smoking stuff that I don't care to have in my life. And to me, all those are just kind of like voices. It invades my peace. Same thing with YouTube sometimes when I just get too much into it. You know? It's like voices. You don't know who you are when you're always trying to distract yourself with something. Same thing, people could be a distraction, and YouTube and all the social media could be a distraction. You don't really know yourself. You really don't. When you start to lose, you start to go insane. When I started trying to like detach myself from YouTube, like, no YouTube for a month, no this for a month. Let me just try to be with God. I started to like, I don't know. I started to like sort of like not really panic, but feel real empty. Because everything I was all of these pieces of things that I used to fill me up, to feel like I'm still alive, you know, to distract me from my mortality. But once you when you detach from those things and just focus on God and just let God take preeminence and fill those voids, you know, you start to not need it. You start to you know if you lose anything, you're still at peace. You just what if the world blows up today, you still at peace. I got God, that's all I need. And that's what it is. That's what it really is. God bring that peace. Social media can't do it.
That's big. It's crazy. I think I told Matt, like, yo, bro, we should dead try doing a YouTube fast. And I honestly think that would be the hardest fast ever, bro. Like just like taking a break from YouTube.
Yeah. OD. Oh dear.
Yo, bro, YouTube be fucking, bro. Them recommended videos just be going hard. Like.
Yeah, I'm saying, bro. For real.
Nah, that's really gonna be hard. That's all I be on, like, when I'm off social media, you know, I just watch my sermons, watch a little bit of YouTuber here, YouTuber there. You know, I don't be on it like 24/7 because, you know, I have a life outside of, like, you know, my phone. And that's another thing. Like, during your fast, bro, it's good to, like, you know, get the little things done, like chores or, like, you know what I'm saying, getting active. Not too active, you know, but, you know, getting little things out of the way. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely something you definitely want to do.
Yeah.
Being productive.
For sure. Most definitely, bro.
Yo, I
did. Zozo, you said something. Oh.
My fault. You good?
Oh, Zozo, you said something about like when you distract yourself on social media, and, like, you're not finding yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you're hiding. You're not literally hiding, but I feel like you're hindering who you are in these apps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really can relate to that because it's like there was a moment in time where, like, I feel like social media literally had a control over me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I think that ever since I like took that 21-day fast we had in January, like I really took that serious. Like I just felt, you know, it just feels so much. It's like something just got free, you know.
Yes,
it's just like something really, like a chain has been broken. Like you know what I'm saying, that thing can't tell you anything. You know what I'm saying, because you're just spending time with your creator. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, and it just brings you that peace, like you said, that joy, you know, it's just you're better off without it. Sure. And when you feel, you know what I'm saying, when you conquered that thing, mm-hmm. when you conquered social media, bro, it really feels good. Because especially when you get back on it, like, you just on it just to, like, you know what I'm saying, do what you got to do, and you could dip, and you can't say anything, you can't, like, you know what I'm saying, you can't just want to go back to it, you know what I'm saying. But of course, that's a mind thing, that's a mental thing, and I feel like that's another conversation for another time. But overall, you conquer social media, bro. It just feels much relieving, you know. You just on it and just off it like any other app. Except the Bible app. Chill.
Yeah, bro. God is good. God is good, yeah.
All the time.
It's good to wake up and feel that peace, feel that joy. Joy in the Lord. Not have to worry about anything. Not have to worry about fitting the standards or qualifying in society. I don't need to qualify. Only place I need to qualify isn't how God sees me, you know, how I need to be to get to where I need to be the person that I need to be. Not only for God, but for my brother, my sisters, my family, for the family that I'm going to build, or focusing on the things that I had way more than all this social media stuff. You know, that's really what it is. I've truly been growing. I'm still learning, though. There's just so much to learn. Like, there's never not learning. There's never, like, stopping. So sometimes when God speaks and he tells me something, like, I'm just in awe. Like, damn, like, how I lived this life this long and I never seen that. Like, I never got that. How did I live this long without knowing this, without understanding this? Like, I'm not living. I just need to continue. We need to continue to search, you know, search for revelation from God. Like, it's gold, because it really is. It's like it's very meaningful and it's life changing. You know, destiny altering. It's great stuff. The Bible is just, I don't know, bro. It's like, what would I be without God? I was just so down bad. Like, I just didn't want to live. I didn't see no point in living. I didn't see no point in anything. It didn't make any sense. Nothing made sense. But then God, you know, God made it make sense. That's really what it is.
And that last sentence is literally my testimony, bro. God made it make sense. God made it make sense, bro.
Man.
I had no direction, bro. Like, I didn't know. Like, I had, like, ideas. I had, like, an idea of who I wanted to be. But I didn't have, like, no, like, strong, like, God came. Like, I think Matt said this before. Like, and just put all the pieces together, like, boom, like, this is your life. I was like, what? Like, is that simple, bro? It's just really finding God, bro. You find your purpose.
Yo, that, bro, I'm telling you, bro, ever since I gave my, bro, things just started. You start seeing, like, everything being put together. Why this happening? Why this person's acting like that? Why these people are not talking to you no more? Like, bro, it's a lot. And I'm talking about more for myself. I don't know about y'all, but bro, you can literally see, oh, that's all I can say. You can literally see pieces being put together, purpose, you know, like, it's crazy, bro. It's really crazy.
I think that's everybody's life. I think because that's literally how it was designed. Because if we were made for God, by God, then if we try to live it alone, then it's not going to work. Because the person, I see it like this. It's like, your purpose, bro, is decided by the Creator. Like, the reason you were here is chosen by the Creator. Like, a table is not a table because it wanted to be a table. A table is a table because the person that crafted it and built it said, I wanted to make this a table. Mm-hmm. So your purpose, your reason for being here is in God, bro. Because he made you.
That's big, bro. That's really big. That's really big, bro. And you know, some people out there, they don't know who their creator is. So they're seeking, they're trying to find answers. You know what I'm saying? That's why some people are really, like, confused with their purpose. Some people are really confused with, like, their way around life. You know, like, most people is going to say it. Jesus is the answer, which he is. But we as believers definitely have to do our part in pushing, you know. But back to what I was saying, but Christ, God, same thing. God, like, he really is our creator. He really is the one that puts the pieces together. He really is the one that gives us true purpose on this earth, bro.
Truthfully. I mean, without no creator, I guess, meaning would be relative. Everybody would just say, you know, my life is what my life is. But technically, it's like you didn't make your life. You know, the universe created you, and the universe created you without a direction and without a meaning. It created you randomly, without. So you have no meaning. You're just attempting to make of your life what it isn't. Doesn't make any sense. So it's like, if I'm living, and somebody tells me there's no God, and I truly believe that. So I'm walking around without meaning. My creator didn't create me with any meaning. So I might as well just kill myself. It wouldn't matter anyways. There would be no meaning if I shot somebody. I mean, I don't want to say this, but technically, people need to do their research. Look into philosophy. Think about what I'm saying very, very deeply. Nothing matters without God. If you kill somebody without a creator to tell you whether it's right or wrong, there is no meaning. Morality is what you make it. Morality is relative. It's what I make it. It's what society created it to be. There is no meaning. So the direction of society agreed from the beginning of creation, without God, of course, with the absence of a deity, that killing was correct. At this very point, killing would be correct. Like, what do we know other than what society is telling us outside of God? Like, the youth of Hitler thought what they were doing were right. Yeah, that's basically how morality without God leads you. You know, it's just we dictate what's right or wrong. There's no such thing as right or wrong. So killing yourself would be the same as, you know, taking a glass of water, you know, just drinking a glass of water. I was having this conversation with an atheist. Many atheists who agree with what I'm saying, who understand what I'm saying and completely agree with it. There is no meaning. So they just resort to, like, this is a simulation. Or they resort to, like, you know, an alien. They believe in something called panspermia, which is basically that, you know, aliens came and they helped to evolve us or catalyze our progress and get us to this point that we are in human civilization, and then yet you still have no purpose. You know what I'm saying? But with God, God brings purpose. He tells you that you are worth something. You know, he tells us what is and what isn't, what's right and wrong, and it's written in stone. There's no fluidity. There's no today gay is wrong and tomorrow gay is right. There's no fluidity. It's set in stone. This is right and this is wrong, and that's it. That's what God does. God brings order to this chaos that we call the universe.
Bro, God brings order to this chaos that we call the you. Bro, what? What? My head is buzzed.
Yeah, bro. Makes it make sense. It's diff. Makes it make sense.
Bruh.
Seriously, bro.
I'm speechless right now. Sheesh. I don't know who got you mad today, Zozo, but
yes, like, God brings true purpose. Me, each and every one of us, me, Zozo, Keshawn, we were all put on this earth for a purpose. The person listening to us right now, you were put on this earth for a purpose. What is your purpose?
That was crazy. For class, English class right now, I'm like final project. We had to like make like a 6-word memoir. Like multiple 6-word memoirs about your life. I basically tell a story in six words, and this kind of relates to one of them that I made. And like it really like kind of like ties into this. It says, as I said, life is what you make God.
What do you mean by that? Wait, say that again.
Like, you know how the saying is, life, you know, life is what you make it.
Yeah.
I think life is what you make God.
You believe that, or that's what people believe?
No, that's what I believe.
Life is what you make God. What do you mean? Do you like,
like, for example, like, basically, I'm saying that your life, the path of your life is determined based on how you see God and what God is to you.
No, like what you make of God.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I was telling my friend, like, I was trying to hype my friend up when I was on the phone with him because of his little breakup that he was going through. But, you know, because I see him as a strong guy, a guy who's, you know, tough and, you know, who I think in the journey of the relationship or the breakup, he started to forget who he is and see himself as less and stuff like that. And, you know, put the girl on, you know, like a pedestal. I mean, we should in some way, but we shouldn't diminish our own self-worth and effort to, you know, praise our woman. But where am I going at? Where am I going to? What was I saying? I totally big brain fart just now. I was going to say something pretty profound, I think. What was I telling him? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, because you were saying life is what we make God, what we see God, how we see God. So I was telling him to, you know, pray that God shows him how God sees him. So the direction of our life not only depends on how we see God, but also how we think God sees us. Because sometimes we forget how God sees us, and we think that God sees us as, you know, little pieces of crap who just can't stop sinning and stuff like that. And I was telling him that because I felt like he forgot how God sees him as a king, of course, you know. And that's why he was sinking into like a state of like depression and anxiety, because he forgot how God sees him. I told him to say his name a couple times out loud and remember how God sees him. That really changes a lot. Like, when you look in the Word and you see how God views you, what God calls you in the Bible, you know, made in his own image, things of that sort. Like, that keeps you going. That makes you fly. That's deaf. For real. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Life is what you make God. That is deep. I got it out like this, though. I don't know if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong, but basically life is what you make God is saying that whatever God is to you, your life is going to portray. I don't know if I could say that, if your life is going to portray that. Then again, nah. I don't know.
I think that's so right, bro.
Well, your life is going to, like, you're going to, I don't know. I think kind of. That works to an extent. That's to an extent, you know. Because there are some people who claim Christ, but they don't live.
Exactly. Because then, them, like, I'm not saying, like, be in Christ. Life is what you make God. So their life is like, if God is at the center of your life, bro, then you will live according to that, bro. If you don't believe in God, then you're going to live carefree with no purpose. Like, feel me?
You're right. Yeah. Okay. All right. But I'm still kind of skeptical. I don't just want to simply say that. Your life is going to betray what God is, you know?
Gotta look a little deeper in that. Just don't want to say anything, you know?
Sup, y'all? Thanks for listening. Make sure you guys check out part 2. Follow us on Instagram at Quarantine with Jesus. Check out our website and share your testimony anonymously at quarantinewithjesus.com. Thank you. We're going to see y'all next time.